Tana Rabbanan HaKorei Pasuk Shal Shira Shirim Ve'ose Otam K'min Zemer VaKorei Pasuk Be'Beit Mishta'ot Be'lo Zmano Mevi Ra'a Lo'olam Bibnei Shatora Chogeret Tzak Ve'omedet Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'omert Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam Masa'uni Banecha Kechino Shemenagnim Bo Leitzim. So somebody now who reads a Pasuk from Shir HaShirim and turns it into a song, not according to the way it's meant to be read, but he makes it basically into a love song. And somebody who reads in a pub a Pasuk, which is something that wasn't meant to be read at that time, that was fitting. In other words, it's not as if it's Yontev and he's now saying exactly what was Nogea, that Pasuk, in the midst of Simcha, but rather he just uses it now for songs that he sings in the pub. Then the Torah wraps itself now as an Avela, puts on sackcloth, stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribono Shel Olam, your children have turned me into an electric guitar. Amarla, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Torah, HaKadosha Biti, my dear daughter, what do you expect them to be doing at a time that they're eating and drinking? They have to be doing something. Amarla fanav ribono shel olam, what's the problem? Can't they learn Torah? Im ba'alei mikra hein yasku b'torah o b'nevi'im b'b'chtuvim, they can learn Tanakh. Im ba'alei mishnah hein yasku b'mishnah b'halachot v'agadot, let them learn things that are halachos p'sukes, or the mishnayos themselves, or hagadot and the p'sukim. Im ba'alei talmudin, and they want to be oisek in the deeper understanding, yasku b'ilchot pesach b'pesach, b'ilchot atzeret b'atzeret, b'ilchot echag b'chag. Certainly there's an alternative to just singing me out of place and out of context. He'id Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hananya, Kol ha'pokorei pasuk bizmano, Mevi tova lo'olam, Shenemar v'davar bi'ito, Ma tov. On the other hand, when one reads a pasuk at the appropriate place, so that it's possible to see now a deeper understanding of the pasuk as to how it applies, such a person brings great good to the world, as it says, how wonderful, matov, how wonderful it is when something is said in its proper context. The next case that we had was halochesh al hamaka. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, it's not the simple saying the words of the posik over a wound. It's talking about where he spits over it, you know, poo-poo-poo, like b'liyah and hor, and so on and so forth. Because normally when it's stomped, said as an incantation, as opposed to a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's the norms that you, it will spit on it, things like that. And doing that is also as if he's being masked as Shem Hashem, and spitting. Mitzvah. Rav Amar, afilu negat sarat. Even if somebody is melachesh, a posik that does not have the Shem Hashem, and he's rokek, he spits, and he reads, let's say, Negatzarat ki tieba adam vuvala kohen, and he says that posik is an incantation for a refuah, despite the fact that it doesn't mention the Shem Hashem, he's also included in those who ain't lo chelek olam haba. Rabbi Chanina omer, afilu vayikra o Moshe, even where it doesn't mention anything about illness, about leprosy, where over there you would say, just say the words Vayikra Moshe, which has nothing to do really with the wound that he's, or with the illness that he's referring to, so that you might think that what he's doing is simply he wants to utilize the schus of learning Torah, and that should be for a refuah. Even that, because it's done b'derech lechisha, even that is considered to be someone who would be ma'abed, is olam haba. Tana Rabbanan. Sochinu memash b'shi b'vnei me'ayim b'shabbat. It is mutter now, if someone is ill, it's not considered to be a refuah that was asered because of the chashash of mishachik samimanim. So over here, if you take oil and rub it into his belly, that's considered to be the equivalent of drinking, because sicha and shetia are considered to be one thing, and that's not a particularly refuah act, despite the fact that it brings refuah. And therefore, that type of massage with oil is a normal activity that is, even though your purpose here is for refuah, it is not considered to be an act that is specifically refuah. And also you're allowed to say an incantation to prevent now a scorpion or a snake from hurting you on Shabbat. And that's not considered to be an act of entrapping, which would be over on Seidah. What they would normally do is if they would, the eye was in pain, they would take like a metal glass, metal cup, sorry, make it cold with cold water, and then they would put the cold cup on the eye. So that is considered to be also something that is not mamish a refuah. Some learn, by the way, Rashi brings, that they cover the eye with a ring. It's what it's not called, kli, meaning a ring that goes around the eye. This is only if it's not something that's mukta. If, however, it would be something that is normally asur to move it, so then it's considered to be asur. You're not allowed. Let's say somebody loses something, so what they would do is they would do this incantation to the demons, and the demons would come and tell them where it was, or they would suddenly find it. Rabbi Yosef, what does that have to do with, what do you mean, b'Shabbos? You can't do that at any time. It's not only an iser because of the posik to be shomer Shabbos mean b'tzoch hefzecha. It's also to do this at any time to be isik with shadim. It's also. Omer avuna, halachak Rabbi Yosef. But after Rabbi Yossi, lo amra ela mishum sakana. Rabbi Yossi wasn't saying that it's included under Isurim of Avodah Zarah or anything like that, but rather because it's dangerous to start up with Shadim. Ki other visit by Yosef, the Ivla ba'arza, vis avilainisa, poka arza, upalte. Like what happened once, that Rabbi Yitzchak went and asked, indeed, with some of these incantations, he asked Shadim, and he ended up being endangered by the shadim, and he was swallowed up by the old willow, and only because of the fact that he was, had his chusim, he was saved with a nace, that the willow, the old willow burst, and he got a tenor up on it. He can indeed rub oil now into his stomach, but he doesn't do it the way he would normally do it. He makes a shinui for the derech of Shabbos. Hechi Yavid, Reb Chamba, Reb Yechanin Omar, Sach v'yachakach v'mashmesh, Reb Yochanan Omar, Sach v'mashmesh b'vat achat. So first, according now to Reb Chamba bar Reb Yechanina, he first now puts on the oil, and then after letting it sit over the entire area, he massages it in. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, on the contrary, the shinui is the other way around, that you put the two together. You take the oil, put it on your hand, and rub it in as a massage. Tanu Rabbanan, sarei shemen v'sarei beitzim mutarim l'shol behem. The only problem is, elimeshim v'chazvim. It's not that there's any iser in the utilizing the shadim, asking questions about whatever, utilizing oil, or sometimes using an eggshell, and that's called sarei beitzim. But the thing is, you certainly don't get any accurate information, so it's a heck of a waste of time. Lo chashin al shemen shebikli, ve'in lo chashin al shemen shebiyad. Furthermore, if you're going to be doing some type of act to inquire of shadim, so the norm is to say the incantation over oil that is in a container, not over oil that's in the hand, because it doesn't work. We're not talking about Yisurim over here. And so therefore, it would be mutter to put now some oil on his hand from his other hand, and that's not considered to be an act of maisa shadim, because no self-respect and shade would be called up by such a thing. And therefore, which may inadvertently attract shading. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, ikla lahu ishpiza. He came once to a particular bed and breakfast, aitele mishka bimona, and so they bring him oil in a container, shaf, he takes this and he uses it now as a medical rub, and what happens is the nafkanit simchi biape, so all these boils now pop out over his face, nofak vashuk, and he goes outdoors, Chazite ayit itada, particular woman sees him walking by. He says, "Oh my God, zika dechemat kachazino acha." I can tell over here that there is the spirit of the chemat demon in this guy's face. Of the leimilta, and so she made some type of magical act to get rid of the shadim. And he suddenly got better. Can you explain this pasuk? I will not put any machala, any of the illnesses that I utilize in Mitzrayim, on you, because I am God who heals you. If they didn't get sick, why is he healing? I thought it says lo asim alecha. So what is the healing for? Amar lei, achi amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikra ze mi'atzmo nidrash. This pasuk works itself out by itself. Shenemar vayomer, im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem Elokecha. So that means, it's supposed to be learned like this. Im shamoa, zen lo asim alecha. Im lo tishma, I will be meisim. That's clearly, it's dependent on the first part of the pasuk. Nonetheless, continues the pasuk, "Afal pikein ki ani Hashem rofecha." Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, kishechala Rabbi Eliezer nichnesu tamidav levakro. When Rabbi Eliezer became ill, his talmidim came in to be mevaker chole, to try to be mechazik him for his final illness. Omar lehem, he said to them, "Things are bad. It's chamaza yesh baolam. There's a lot." He said about himself. There's a lot of chema, a lot of anger in the world against me, and this is why I'm so ill. So he was speaking about himself in a negative manner. So they started to cry. Rabbi Akiva misachek, and Rabbi Akiva starts to laugh. Abru lo, so they ask him, "Lama ata misachek?" Amar lehem, "I don't get it. V'chimi b'neat ma'atem bochin. I should explain why I'm laughing. You explain why you're crying." Amar Lova, "We can't explain why you're crying. Why we're crying? You're crazy. Efshe sefer Torah shorui betzar v'lo nifkeh. I mean, why would we not be crying?" Rabbi Eliezer is basically walking sefer Torah, and he's sitting there in pain, and we're not supposed to cry. Amar lehem lekach ani misachek, but don't you understand exactly why I'm laughing? Kozman shani ro'eh Rebbe. When I see Rabbi Eliezer, and everything is perfect. Ein yeno machmitz, ein pishtanon lokeh. He's a fabulously rich man, where everything goes perfect for him. His wine never turns sour. His linen, his flax, never is damaged. His oil never goes rancid. His oil, his honey does not turn into spoiled honey. I'm thinking to myself, it's impossible for the human condition to be this perfect unless this is it. Shem b'chas v'shalom kibel Rebbe Yolamo. This is a perfection that's attainable in Olam Hazeh terms. Achshav shani roeh Rebbe b'tzar nisameach. Now that I see that things are not perfect and that he too suffers in this world, which means that the schar that is due him is meant to be in Olam Haba, now I'm happy. Amar lo Akiva, said Rebbe Eliezer, "This is the way you think about me, that maybe I lost all my Olam Haba. What did I do? I mean, you must be thinking of something I did wrong." Amar lo, "No, we madateinu rabbeinu Rebbe. You taught us a pasuk, no? Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata. It's the very existence in this world that always involves something that is not perfect. So I couldn't understand how you could have perfection. Tana Rabbanan. Kishachalar Reb Eliezer nichnasu arba'a zikanim lebakro. There's a braita that speaks about this day in a different sense. When Reb Eliezer became ill, so there were four of the Tamir Chachomim that was a kenim that came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Na'ana Rabbi Tarfon v'amar tov ata liYisrael mitipasho gishamim. Ah, you are more valuable to Yisrael than even a drop of rain, because after all, a tipasho gishamim is only b'olam hazeh, and Rabbi is b'olam hazeh and in olam haba. Said Rabbi Yeshua, we need you. Tova tal Yisrael temigal gal chama. You're greater than the sun. Galgal chama. Shigalgal chama b'olam hazeh. Because after all, the sun only helps this world. But Rabbi b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. Nena Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'amar. Tova tal Yisrael yoter mi'avaim. You're better than having a father and a mother. After all, Av Eim are only B'olam Hazeh, and Rebbe is B'olam Hazeh, B'olam Haba. And so everybody's waiting for Rabbi Akiva to come up with his fabulous words about how great Rabbi Eliezer is and how much we need him, and God should have mercy on him. Instead, Rabbi Akiva says, this is great. Chavivin HaYisurin. What could be more wonderful than being in pain? Amalem, so Rabbi Eliezer says, hold up my pillow. This I gotta hear. So Samchuni, Veshma'a Divrei Akiva Talmidi, Sha'amar Chaviv and Yisurin, at last, some intelligent words. My dear Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, he's saying that this is wonderful. I gotta hear this. Amalo, Akiva, Zuminayin Lecha, how do you know that? Amar Mikra Nidaresh, it's clear from the pasuk. Look, take a look at Menashe. Ben Shtemes Reshana Menashe Ben Malcho. He's a king for 52 years, 55 years, 55 shana malach b'Yerushalayim. The whole time he's a Rasha, Vayasara b'Nei Hashem. Uchtiv Gam Ele Mishlei Shlomo Asher Hetiku Anshei Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Now who was the one that had really written down Mishle? It's obviously not Chizkiyahu himself. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda L'kol Olam Kolo Limeid. You're saying that it was Chizkiyahu who did this Limeid Torah. U'lemnashe b'no lo Limeid Torah. I mean, clearly when we say over here Chizkiyahu, we're talking about that the Talmidim that Chizkiyahu had made, all of them were part of the responsibility for giving over the Torah, which means that ultimately the Pasuk is saying it all comes from Chizkiyahu. So you think that Chizkiyahu taught Kol Olam Kulei, and he's taking responsibility for getting out all these great books, including Shlomo HaMelech. And his Talmidim are involved in all of this, but the one person he forgot to teach is Menashe Beno. Obviously, Menashe only made Torah. So it didn't help. That's the point. All of that effort and all of that pain didn't help Menashe one bit for those 55 years, right? And lo ha'aleu lemutav, the only thing that made him a mensch was Yisurin. Shinemar v'yidaber Hashem lo Menashe v'lamo v'lo ikshivu. God spoke to Menashe, he spoke to Klal Yisrael at the time of Menashe, and they would not listen. V'yavei Hashem aleyem et tzorei ha'tzava, Hashem lemelech al shur, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the army and generals of Ashur. Well, you could do it, Menashe b'chochim, and they took him in, all right. And they put him into thorns. V'yasru b'nechoshtayim, and they had him in irons. V'yalichu b'avela, and they brought him to Bavel, and there we find u'beitzerlo, when things got really bad. Then chilat p'nei Hashem elokav, v'yichanam ohod, milifnei elokei avotav. So then he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he finally subjected himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he prayed, Vaitpalele Lavayaterlo, Hashem heard his prayers, Vaishma Techinato, Vaishiveo Yerushalayim the Malchuto, brought him back to Yerushalayim and restored to him the Malchut, Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem hu v'elokim. So what do you see? That the only thing that helped in the end was the trauma and pain of Yisurin, that freedom of his own limitations. Salamata shechaviv in Yisurin. Tana Rabbana, shlosha bo'u ba'alila. There were three individuals who utilized a plot, basically, forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands by what it was that they had said. Cain, Esau, the Menashe. Cain, they all spoke with a sarcasm that comes of knowing which buttons to push. It's a pshat in Aliyah, Alilah. So Cain writes, Gadol Avonim in Esau, he says. Meaning, Amalef Anav Ribono Shel Olam, I see that this is a really serious issue, this murder. I mean, you know, Klum Gadol Avonim Ishishim Ribu Shatidim Lechto Lefanech. I mean, I'm one individual. You're telling me that there's nothing you can do for my sin. After 600,000 people in the future are going to sin directly against you, and you're going to go ahead and be meichel them, atasoleach lehem. I mean, does this make sense? So the way to read is, Gadol Avonim in Esau. This oven is too great for you to handle. Esav? Esav says, Habrachach ati lechavi. Okay, so you gave me the bracha, no? So what, you're telling me you only have one bracha, Yitzchak? Menashe, b'tchila kara l'elohut arbe. And Menashe, he came ba'alilah because first he went ahead and prayed to all of these gods. Then he comes to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'besov kara l'eloh avotav. Which means that essentially what he is saying is that, you know, I pray to all of the gods, and basically none of them helped. So the only reason that it says v'yikana l'eftari, Elokei Avotav is because he put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a position in which it's either to respond to him or to be the same as everybody else, so to speak. Kaviyochum. Abba Sha'ul Omer, Af Ha'ogei At Hashem B'Otiyotav. And that means, Tana in the Brayta, when we say that he speaks out the shame, he has no chelek in Olam Haba, that's talking about, first of all, not in the Beit HaMikdash. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, they did use the shame. So it's dafka in the gvulin, and it would mean b'loshon haga. So there's two pirushim over here. The simple pirush, according to the general approach of the Gemara, is that what we're saying is that if you're derish the shame and you're hogebot yotav in the Beis HaMikdash, so then since that's the mokum where they're maskir the shame, and here Rashi learns it's talking about the shame ben arba'im v'shtayim otiyot. That's the shame we talk about in Birkat Kohanim, that where Maram is to there in the Tefillah. So since in the Beit HaMikdash, that shame is used, it's not considered to be a loss of Olam Haba to speak out that shame, even if it would be Lashon Aga, which would mean a Lashon where it's a gathering, like an Uga, a place where people get together and it's just regular hangout talk. Mashenkin, if it's outside of Beit HaMikdash, and it's just in a cheap way, so over there a person would lose his Olam Haba. The other way of learning it is that U'Belashon Aga would mean in the Beit HaMikdash, the way Rashi's Rebbe learns that in the Beit HaMikdash, there it would also be considered to be a terrible pagam. If it was B'Lashon Aga, this would mean not Lashon Uga, but Aga Lashon La'age Safa, which means people that can't really speak Lashon HaKodesh. So we'd be speaking it out as Lashon Chol, Lashon Lavs. So that would be true even in the Beit HaMikdash. It's very opposite approaches. In that case, you could lose your Olam Haba even in the Beit HaMikdash, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe of Rashi's Pshat. Tana, ubigvulan, ulashon laga. Shlosha melachim varbayad yotot. Now the Gemara is going to go through the three melachim that become now symbolic of the loss of Olam Haba. Tana Rabbana, Yiravam. Where'd that name come from, Yiravam? Yiravam is the lotion of Shirivam, or he was Mashpia, he really screwed them over, so to speak. So he busted up Klal Yisrael. Dobaracha Yiravam is a lotion of Meriva, Shasa Meriva Ba'am, that by now creating the Avodah Zorah that he created, there was a tremendous, obviously, machlokis that was caused by this kind of thing. Those who were loyal, those who weren't loyal, and they ended up breaking down in machlokis between them. Dover Acher is that the Meriva over here is not between Yisrael itself, but Shasam Meriva Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashamai, that by doing these Averis, he caused the breakdown of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Nevat means it's someone who would see, Shini Beit. Ben Shini Beit Velo Ra'ah, someone who had a remez that showed that he was going to be something, but misunderstood it, and thought that he understood and didn't see properly. And we're going to see this later on. Tana Hunavat, the Loshan Ben Nevat is also the name, so he's Ben Nevat. He's also Micha. He's also Sheva Ben Bichri. And all of these are synonyms now for the Yerava. Nevat Shini Beit V'lo Ra'ah. Micha is the original Micha. Shenit Machmech B'Binyan. He was the one who was crushed in the Binyan in Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu had saved. Uma Shemo, his real name was Sheva Ben Bichri Shemo. Tana Rabbanu Shlosha Niptu V'lo Ra'u. There were three who had this vision, but who had not actually understood what it was that they saw. Now, just for a moment, just to remind you of the Medrash of Nitmachmech Bebinyan, when Moshe said to them that, Hatzelo Itzalta Tamecha, and how could you allow this? They're taking the children of Klal Yisrael and squishing them in places where they don't have bricks into the buildings. And this you're allowing to happen, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are dafka, the thorns that need to be gotten rid of before it's possible to have a geula. So that we're getting rid of those who are carrying rishis in Yisrael. Because if these people would come out, they would end up hurting Yisrael with their rishis. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you know what, we'll try it your way. Why don't you take one of them out? And that's the story. That he took out Micha. Another Lashon that Rashi brings is the other Nitmachmech, means the ones who became poor, being Isaac and Binyan, which is of course not the whole historical vision of Micha, which was so profound throughout Tanakh. In any event, getting back to the Brayta, so Tana Rabbanan number three, who saw and didn't see properly, Ve'eloheim. The three of them are Nevat, Achitofel, and the Yitztagnini Paro themselves. So, Nevat ra'esh shiyotzat mi'amato. He sees now fire shooting out of his phallus. And because of this, he believed that he would become the king. So, usavar iu malich, because of that, Sheva ben Bichri goes out and he thinks that he's going to create a proper rebellion and they should all follow Sheva ben Bichri. Velohi, it actually was not meant to be him at all. It was meant to be Yeravam. And it was Yeravam who the nafik mine. Achitofel also thought that he would be a king. So he was Ra'at Sarach Zarchalo Alamato. He saw the signs of leprosy that covered over his phallus, and Usavar Yumalak, he thought that was a symbol of his becoming now the king, and because of that, he joined up with Avshalom in order that the Malucha should be taken over by Avshalom, and that ultimately it would fall into his hands with his court maneuvering and manipulations. But it actually wasn't him at all. Velohi, it was Batsheva, Bito. So Batsheva now comes from Achitofel, that's Ben Aliyam. And it was Nafka Mina Shlomo. The reference over here was to Melech Shlomo that ultimately came from him. And the Yitztagnino Paro that missed the mark was the story that everyone knows from Rashi, Dom Reb Chama Reb Chanina. Mai dechtiv ema meim riva, ema. When it says they are the meim riva, that's as if to say, ah, that's the meim riva. Where did we ever talk about them that we should identify in that way? Ema, those were the waters. Shira'u itztagnini paro v'ta'u. The reason that originally they were sure that the water was the way to get rid of Moshe Ancha Yisrael, because they had a vision. They saw Ra'ush Moshe Ancha Yisrael b'mayim uloke, that ultimately the one coming to save Yisrael would be destroyed in water. So they announced a policy, Kol HaBein, HaYiloda Ya'orash Tashvichuhu. So throw him into the stream, but they didn't realize that isn't it at all. Hein lo yadu shal iskei meim riva loke, that it was actually a reference to what would happen to Moshe Rabbeinu at meim rivat Kadesh. Okay, so now we know who he is. Minolan de lo ati la amad ati. How do we know that he never comes to Olam Haba? Because it says, Vayabed avar azel chatat beit yiravam ulakhidu lashmid me apnei adama. So what's the lashon of hakhada and hashmada, which seems to be merely repetitious? Lakhid means b'olam hazeh, lashmid means olam haba. Omer Reb Yochanan, why then was Yeravam zocha to malchut? It's because he refused to let Shlomo get away with what he did. We're about to see the tochocha that he gave to him. And why then was he nenash to fall as he did? Because he wasn't careful when he was mochiachem that it shouldn't cause him embarrassment. And it was about this that he had lifted up his hands against the Melech Shlomo. So what exactly was that? That Melech Shlomo had been banat amilu, and Sagar Peretz Ir David Aviv. So Shlomo HaMelech, he had now, originally, David HaMelech had left the area between the wall of the city and the Mokam HaMikdash. He had left it open so that people could come, and they could be a little regular, and it would be a covet for Yerushalayim. There would always be place there for people to come in. Shlomo HaMelech made that area the place for Bat Paro, to get her out of the city proper. The Mice is because he said that it wasn't proper to have someone like that in the city. But it ended up that he utilized that area, the Milo. Not only that, he was Sagar at Peretz Yer David. So David HaMelech had left the city open so that all of the monorails could come in. Amar lo, so comes along now Yeravam and said to him that this isn't right. David Avicho paratz paratzot bechomakadei sheyigalu Yisrael oregel. That David HaMelech was the one who opened up the wall so that everybody would be able to drive right through. Vatagadarta otam. And you now closed up the entrances. Kedei lasotam gari alabat paro. So that you could collect tolls when they come in. You want to know who's coming in, they should pay, and that payment should go to the upkeep of Bat Paro, of all crazy things. Or others say that it means that you closed up the walls to build these towers where Bat Paro lived in one of them, and there should be an honor for her, and everybody should see how important she was at that point. This was the whole story that on the day of the chinuch of the Beit HaMikdash, so Bat Paro caused them to sleep late, and there was no way that they could get the keys for the Beit HaMikdash unless they came through Bat Paro, and he was mochiachem on that. So he told them, first of all, you closed up, you understand the irony of this, that he's yelling at him that he closed up the chaymeis of Yerushalayim. And in the end, he is the one who puts policemen up all around the borders to prevent people from coming to Yerushalayim. So the very thing that he had gone out to be mochiachim was the thing that destroyed him. Furthermore, when he says, Zasha Harim Yad Bamelech, he lifted his hand up against the king, it must be that he did something that was a direct slap in the face. What was that? That had to do with his hands? He took off his tefillin in front of his face. And that's a very insulting thing to do. Omer Reb Nachman, Gasuta Ruach, Shayabo B'Yeravam, Taradato Min Olam. It was that incredible arrogance that he had that actually ended up destroying him from Olam Haba. Shinemar Vayomer Yeravam Belibo, Atata Shuvah Mamlachala Beit David. And now what, I'm supposed to allow them to come up to Yerushalayim? If they go up to Yerushalayim, they're going to go and they're going to bring the korbanot in Yerushalayim, then they're for sure going to go back to Rechavam from Beit David. And in the end, I'll be viewed as a married b'malchus. Virguni. So why are Aguni? Because he says, why would they do that? Because he says to himself, look, we know that Alok is Gemiri. Really, the only one who's allowed to sit in the Beit HaMikdash is Malchi Beit Yehuda. So if they're going to see me, given the Chosilei L'Rechavam, the Yat, if they're going to see Rechavam is sitting in me, I'm going to have to be standing. Hanaka'imna. So what are they going to say? They're going to say to themselves, the real king is Rechavam, and this guy, Yeravam, is nothing but an Eved. And if I will sit down, and I'll be over on this, Iyativna, so then I really will have a dinner married by Malchus. Correctly? Because literally they'll kill me. And for sure they're going to follow him, Vazel Batrayim. So therefore, there's only one thing I can do. Miyad, vayiva eit samelech, vayash neagle zahav, vayom aleyem rav lechem yalot Yerushalayim, hine elohecha Yisrael, asher halucha merit Mitzrayim. So he makes the sheagle zahav, and he tells them, you no longer have to go up to Yerushalayim. These are your gods that took you from out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayosem et echad bebeitel, vet echad natan badan. When it says Vayiva Eitz, I mean, in what sense could he have asked an Eitzah to do such a thing? Reb Yehuda, what he did was like this. He's very smart. He was Moshiv Rosh Eitzot Tzadik. And then, so that everybody had people that weren't straight around them. So then he comes to them, he says, Chatmitu HaKol Davidna, are you ready to sign up, to follow me, wherever, whatever I do? Amrulayin, of course. Amarlu, so he said, I want to be a melech. You ready to follow me to be a melech? Malkalim, I want to be non lavi. Amrulay, like, yep, we'll go along. Kolda aminu lechu avidatu, so whatever I would say as a melech, you would support me. Absolutely. Amrulayin. How about the worship of Eriskechovim? I feel niflach of a duck around me. Tzadik chasr shalom. What are you crazy? Omale Rasha let tzadik. What's the matter with you? Obviously, you know, you think a tzadik like your Yerovam is going to be over there, but it's kechavim. He means that he would try to fool people into recognizing how low their madrega is. It doesn't mean literally to worship a vidisor. What's the matter with you? So, kataita gavik Yerovam palach la vidis kechavim. He wants to see if you really are chashidim. You don't really understand his sitkas. He wants only lemin sinu the kaboy. He wants to test us. He kablita lememre if we're going to be makabo. And the truth is that even Achia Hashiloini, who was the tzaddik ador, the one who was the makabo teira, he also thought that he had a cheshbon and he fell for this. V'chata, and he signed off on what it was that Yerovam was going to do. We know that that's true because Yehu was a tremendous tzaddik. He was Sadiqa Rabba Havi. Shema Vayomer Shema Yehu, Yana Shere Divota La Sota Yashar Be'inai, Kechol Ashir Bilvavi Asita LeBeit Achav. Because you were so great to do everything that was in my heart. And to punish Beit Achav because of this B'nei Reve'im Yeshvulach Al Kisei Yisrael. You are going to have four generations of Beit Yehu on Kisei Yisrael. Luchdiv. V'yehu lo shomar lelechet b'torat Hashem Elokei Yisrael b'chol levavo. Yeah, actually, Yehu didn't follow everything with his entire heart, because Lo Sar Me'al Chatat Yeravam Asher Chtiyat Yisrael. He did not go to destroy the Agolos that Yeravam had made. Why in the world was he so absolutely committed to destroying what it was that Achav had done, and not what Yeravam had done? My Garmale, what was it that caused him to fall for? I mean, yes, we're saying he followed the Chatima of Achia Hashiloni. But I mean, wasn't it clear at that time that it was a lie, that it was a mistake? How could he have been allowed Ben HaShemayim to have fallen into such a trap, that should be the thing that would destroy him? Amar Abai, it's because of how he spoke. Brit Kruta L'Shvatayim. You have to know that when you say something, it has an impact. So that even though when he went to tell people to gather together all the Yovdei Abal, he only meant it in order to destroy them, but the way that he put it was, Acha'av avad abal ma'at, yehu yavden arbe, and that was enough. Because of that, to say, I will worship the Baal, that's a terrible thing. Rava Amar, Rava said, he actually saw the Chatima of Achia Hashiloni, and seeing that Chatima was tremendously powerful. So Chotamo shel Achia Hashiloni ra'ah v'ta'ah. That's what caused him to be destroyed.